Dear Santa Claus, as you know, I am a gamer, with a capital G. Don't forget it. I want a game for Christmas, but all of the games today are bad, and they make me angry. Please make a game with the following. No pronouns. They are woke. No minorities. They ruin my immersion. All characters besides mine are hot women with titty jiggle physics. The devs should not be lazy. I don't really know what this means, but I've posted on Reddit about it enough that it should be included. Should have Japanese stuff, because they are not woke like the West. And finally, I want a game with no politics, like Call of Duty or Metal Gear. They are good games that don't have politics. I don't want politics in my games. Thank you for reading my letter, and I look forward to playing this game. Also, if you could force the elves to join the Super Despair World Discord and consider supporting us on Patreon with a sinister $6, that would be really epic and cool. I don't want to get a real job. I'm too busy gaming. Thank you for reading my letter. Okay, what do you think, Briar? Anything I should add to that?
I think it's pretty good. I think we could maybe like elaborate on some of the minorities we specifically don't want a little more. Like, I don't know, like something about black elves or like transgender, like cooking chef people. I don't know. I think we'll figure it out. We have a long time until Christmas.
No, you're right. You're right. I just wanted to get started on this now because I know it takes a long time to develop a game, and he's probably pretty busy up there at the North Pole.
Yeah, I think it takes like what, at least like 12 months or something, right? If they put their ass into the game.
Yeah, it depends. Right? It depends on the morale of the developers. Like if it's a fun place where you can, you know, kind of like, you know, sexually harass the women there, then maybe they can get things done. But if you're dealing with wokeness every day and, you know, you have to like,
if everybody just puts in some more hours, they'll put the game out faster. I don't see what's so complicated.
It's
all the fucking
pretty simple
wokies will make you think they should get paid or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing too, is like, you really want to get paid to make a video game. Like, that's a lot of people's dream. You should be happy to just be there at all, and you want to get paid, like, oh, like, come on, man. And nobody wants to work anymore, which is what really makes me angry.
Yeah, exactly. And hey, speaking of not wanting to work at a real job, this is Super Despair World. Welcome back to our ongoing series on gamers with a capital G. We talked about this last week, but you know, there's so much to unpack about this just like, I don't know, contemptible little pack of nerds that this deserves to be a two-part episode. So welcome. Today we've got a lot to unpack, namely some things we did not go over last time. Like, what makes these guys tick? What gets their blood going? What makes them really horny? Mostly the last thing. We're talking about the last thing. We're talking about the sexuality of gamers across time and space. And yeah, we've got a fun show for you guys. There's no way this one will like meet fucking Google's approval over the content and the things we say. We're gonna get pretty raunchy, like basically off the bat. So like we said, please support the show on Patreon. We could really use it. It keeps the show honest. It keeps us unfiltered, uncensored by the woke mind virus mob. And yeah, please look forward to that.
Yeah, there's no fucking way we're ever gonna be monetized for this shit. So the only way is to
I don't know, like maybe we'll have a chance if we take some clips out of no, that'll make them worse.
Exactly. But I mean, this is our first back-to-back two-parter, so this is a very exciting milestone in the Super Despair World.
Yeah, we've only got like 30 hours of show where we constantly say, oh, that would be good for another episode. Now we're finally following up on something. This is part two of the gamers episode.
Hell yeah. Gamers. I mean, there's so much to say about them. You gotta go for a twofer.
Exactly. You gotta give them the old reach around. Wait, no, that means something else. Okay, so let's.
I mean, that's what they need. That's why they're so upset.
Yeah, exactly. Just you gotta hand it to them. You gotta give them a handy. Okay, so like with a lot of our episodes, we like to give a little historical perspective on things. So I thought, just like last time, we're gonna take you back to the past. Just to talk about some shitty video games that suck ass. That's original, by the way. Nobody else said that before me.
Yeah.
and I wanted to look at, this is something we brought up a little bit before, but we wanted to explore the different ways the video game industry was like weirdly like horny and just like kind of crass and like a lot of things that like people say, oh, you can't do that anymore. We mentioned last time that a lot of the like kind of reactionary backlash against like games going woke kind of started around like 2014 to like 2016, around that period of time. But video games have been around much longer than that, right? When Dave and I were both younger, like around the 90s, 2000s ish, like games had been out for a long time. And there's like a whole like legacy, a whole fucking period of time where things just we're different. And we're going to explore some ways that games have changed since then.
Yeah, for sure. And if we're talking about horniness in games, this has existed for time immemorial. I mean, like, the thing about have you ever seen any of those like horny Atari games?
I am aware of one. You know the one, I think it was called like Custer's Revenge or something,
which is
where you play like this horny cowboy that just straight up like rapes like indigenous women or something like that.
It's so cool because like the games industry was like completely not regulated back then, so there was a lot of, I mean, like, it's the Atari, so, like, how graphic could it possibly be?
I mean, but that was like, the same console they gave us the fucking E.T. game that, like, crashed the entire industry.
Right, exactly,
back then.
And that's part of the reason.
Things were not good.
Yeah, that's part of the reason is that the games are just completely, there was no standards whatsoever, so there's a lot of completely ridiculous bullshit, and we got a lot of those, too, which, they're very funny. Looking back, but it's also like, what the fuck were you guys thinking?
Yeah, you know, this might be like a bit of a silly question to ask because you just mentioned the Atari, which is like almost as far back as it gets, but maybe that's not a personal thing. I wanted to ask, what is your first memory of like a game being like really horny in some way? What's your first like exposure?
Oh shit,
to horny
that's
games?
A really good question. Fuck, it must have. All right, the horniest first game I ever played. Because actually, somebody linked this. No, did they? I don't know. Like, I don't know where I saw this, but it came back to mind recently. Is there was a game? So my aunt and uncle had a PC. Back in the day, and when we would go visit them, you know, like me and my sister and my cousins or whatever, whoever was hanging out there would like play these games. And there was one called Phantasmagoria, which was one of those like CD-ROM games with like FMVs and stuff. It was one of those like point-and-click adventure games. And I do remember that like on the box, it was like 18 and up only. And there was like, there were these just like it's typical like horror movie shit. There was just like softcore sex scenes that didn't need to be there at all. It didn't serve the story whatsoever, but it's just like,
like people like fully clothed but like bumping up
I think there were some titties out. I think there were some titties out,
okay.
But like it
all
was
right.
Yeah, it was like Cinemax level or just, you know,
like old HBO
stuff.
Yeah,
like R-rated movie stuff where it's just like, yeah, we're just going to have a pointless sex scene in here for no reason. And I remember,
seeing
that.
I just looked up some screenshots of it, and it looks like a fucking woman in like 360p green screen.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Resident Evil,
for sure.
Map.
And if you're getting horny to that. Oh wait, another one too is Duke Nukem 3D. That was,
oh yeah,
you remember that?
That's
one?
That's a notorious
shake
one.
Shake it,
yeah.
Baby. Shake it, baby.
Yeah,
just
couldn't you like
just
like
mashing
throw dollars at
yeah,
the strippers
you just
or something?
Mashing the space bar the entire time. Just making this like stripper pull her top down with like the blockiest tits you've ever seen before, and it's like,
yeah, all like 64 pixels of
yeah, exactly.
Uncensored beauty,
exactly.
Right? Yeah. So I got into gaming like around like pretty early. Like my family was like better off than we are now. So I had all the consoles. I had like the SNES. I started like the PS1 era, the Nintendo 64 or whatever, but either by coincidence or like because my parents actually did their job, I didn't really have any like really horny games I was like into at the time. But I distinctly remember the first game I can think of that that was like both like really horny and also I was kind of into it was do you remember the fighting game franchise Dead or Alive?
I was just thinking that. Oh my god!
And I played the shit out of Yeah. I played the shit out of Dead or Alive 2 on the original Xbox. And you know, at the time, I didn't think much of it, but like, I had like a lot of like guy friends from like I was in middle school at the time, and we would often just like hang out in my room and just play match after match of Dead or Alive in like complete silence, just all staring at the TV, and like. I didn't realize what was going on at the time, but like, yeah, I get it. I see what was cooking in our heads.
I had the first DOA. I think it was on Dreamcast because I was ripped Dreamcast ahead of its time.
I think I had both. I had like on the original Xbox. I think it was like a 2-for-1. You could get like a remaster of the first, but also the second game, like both for the Xbox, something like that. I have this distinct memory of staying up until like 3 a.m. one night, just desperately trying to unlock every single costume for Kasumi, which is like the like redhead Japanese girl on the cover.
Whatever. Oh yeah. And like I think, I mean, I'm sure it was intentional to make that game a little bit horny, but then they made that volleyball game, which was like they definitely were like, oh. Okay, this is why people
Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball, yes. Also known as Pornhub, hadn't taken off yet at the time. I don't know. There was a lot of weird stuff about that era. Like, I don't know. It feels like I'm not a big gooner, right? Well, okay, maybe people will look at my Twitter likes now, but I'm not like
you're
a huge like
you're an enjoyer of art. You know, it's different.
Exactly. You know, the stuff I like is art. The stuff weirdos like is porn. But
right,
anyway,
right.
I'm not a big, like, expert on porn, but it kind of feels like softcore stuff has kind of, like, disappeared. Like, everything feels, like, straight to, like, fucking raw-dogging penetration nowadays. You don't really see stuff like the old HBO stuff where, like, you go onto the TV at, like, 2 in the morning and you see, like, just some woman in, like, lingerie just, like, stretching out on a bed or something and just, like, whispering things. It feels like, I don't know. It feels like nobody's into that, or either nobody's making that anymore. Is that just me?
No. I think so, because like I mean, it was the times. You know, there were people just like looking at like the Victoria's Secret or the Sears catalog to get their rocks.
Yeah,
off.
It could be that. Like I when I look back on fucking Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball or whatever, I think that's what it was called. And you know, I think they still make those games like somewhat recently. I'm pretty sure there's been one in like the last 10 years or something like that. But I don't know. I feel like maybe those games kind of hit that like softcore niche that you just don't really see much of anymore.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably an overlap with people who like read erotic fan fiction. You know, they're just like, more like sophisticated gooners. They don't need to see like hardcore anal penetration right off the bat. They want to get in. You know, they want to, you know, just it's vibes based. You know, it's a lo-fi hip hop of
they
erotica.
Don't want to chug the porn. They want to take a little sip of it.
Exactly.
You know, just enjoy
exactly.
It. Although now I just realized, oh, you know, softcore porn has not actually disappeared. It's just changed. It's basically just like a whole genre of like Twitch streams.
Yeah,
now, right.
Actually, true. And weird.
It's like the kind of content that you go like, why would somebody watch this when they can just open Pornhub and jerk off? Who is the market for this? But like, okay, I guess a lot of people are still into that.
Well,
so.
And that goes along with what we're talking about is who is the main demographic of Twitch? Well, it's gamers.
Yeah, Twitch is like the gamer website.
Yeah, Twitch.tv, very epic website. And they support Wimexen of color, so we have to appreciate.
Yeah, they support sex workers as long as they follow this list of rules that changes every week, and also you can get banned just suddenly. I don't.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's,
great.
It's a total shit.
Great website.
Yeah, but you know, okay, so to take things back a little bit, yeah, games were just like kind of horny in like a different way in the past. Like things were very, I don't know, like I just think like big airbrush titties and shit. Remember when the fucking jiggle physics was something new and novel. Everybody was talking about jiggle physics in games.
Yeah. And
actually, I think that came straight out of Dead or Alive, actually. I think they made the original jiggle physics.
It could be. I mean, they did it pretty well, especially for the time.
Mm-hmm. I think back to other things, like I think in the Tomb Raider games, Lara Croft's titties were originally going to be smaller, but there was like a math error that just made them like really big, and they were like, hey, we'll just keep them like this, you know, something like that.
Yeah, God bless that math error.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I've never really been into Lara Croft. She looks a little plain to me. I don't know. Those games are just never. Maybe I just missed the boat.
No, I played them before. They're not fun. I really don't have a lot of nostalgia for that era of gaming where it was like they were trying to go 3D and immersive in the shit that looked. And it's like, nah, man, we weren't there yet. You should just like stuck with pixel art and 2D stuff. Like those games were way more fun. A lot of those.
We really take for granted how many things in the games industry have just kind of been like a standardized design thing now. Like most game developers know how to make a fucking 3D camera that works nowadays. Yes. Back then they didn't. Everybody was doing something different and trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes that experimentation leads to like something interesting. I know a lot of people hate like what we call tank controls, like in the original like Resident Evil games or something. Yeah. But you know, I see a lot of like indie games try to like do something creative around that nowadays. So like I don't know, there's room to appreciate the weirdness and jank of that era. But yeah.
Yeah, I could never get into those games for that reason.
Yeah, I couldn't get into them because I was a little bitch and I was scared of horror. So
yeah, never been a horror game fan myself either. I mean, I
like horror games a lot more nowadays, but also mostly from the perspective of, oh, I can just watch someone else play this, so I don't like shit my pants or whatever.
Yeah, well, I think that is one genre where it's there's a lot of slop in there for sure. But I mean, it kind of goes along with like the horror genre in general, even with movies and stuff like that. It's just like, because a lot of the old
horror fans love the slop, but like we can still identify that it is sloppy. We'll eat anything.
Sure, and I think that's one of the differences with like horror fans is they got into it with a lot of campy bullshit, so they see that it's like, yeah, this is like objectively not good, but it's like that's part of the charm of it, and it's not, you know, it's not people like just like convincing themselves that this is great, even though it's complete bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, this is going back a little bit, but maybe I should have done the segue a little sooner. But speaking of Tomb Raider, I thought let's do a fun little segment. I wanted to show you some classic video game magazine spreads from around the 90s, 2000s. I think most of these are in the 2000s period. And I thought we would start off with a classic, which we'll put all of these on screen. If you're listening to this show on the audio version, sorry, this episode is just going to be better on YouTube. Join the YouTube crowd, subscribe there. That's the only number we care about.
Yeah, we don't.
I'm just kidding. We love you guys regardless of where you listen, but this episode will have a lot of visual stuff. So
yeah, for sure. Hop on there. I mean, listen in both mediums. Whatever. Do your thing.
Alrighty, yeah, sure. So, okay. Alright, I'm going to drop these in your Discord DMs, Dave. So let's start off with this first one. This is a magazine ad for Tomb Raider 3.
Okay.
What we've got here is a lady, like, cosplaying as Lara Croft for her boyfriend in front of a mirror. No, she's in the doorway, and you can see her boyfriend in the mirror, and he's, like, in his boxers, like, in bed. Not in bed. in bed with, like, his arms behind his head, like, oh, yeah, this is so cool. It's like, she asks, are you sure you want me to wear this?
This is so poorly done as well. Like, it just looks... Like, obviously, like, he's not actually in the mirror, but it's a really bad Photoshop job. But yeah, just everything about this.
I wonder if that's like actual Photoshop or if they just like printed out a sheet of the guy and pasted it onto the mirror, like, it physically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, very, it's very possible. It's just, everything about this sucks. Like, the composition sucks. The it's not even really a good cosplay, I feel like. Like, everything looks like...
No, yeah. It's weird. Her shirt looks like a weird, like, spandex thing, which I don't think it's supposed to be. I don't know. It's just very weird. Also, this reminds me of another thing from around the era. Back before every, like, game publisher or whatever had their own, like, conference to show off new games, there was E3, the big, like, video game conference. And everybody had these booth babes, which were, like, girls that would, like, dress up in cosplay as characters from the game. And just kind of, like, they kind of did, like, the fucking, like, Little Caesars thing where they just stand outside holding the sign telling you to buy pizza. Yes. But, like, the video game version of that.
Yeah.
That was such a weird time.
They still have booth babes, right? I mean, that was definitely more of, like, a early 2000s type of...
I don't actually know. Like, I know at these big conference shows, like, every time it's like what did they even call them? Like they have the Nintendo Direct. I think Sony has their own something. Yeah. Microsoft has something. I only watch these through, like, clips on Twitter after they air. But it's like a big conference with people on a stage. I don't know if they have, like, an actual, like, convention
around. E3 not a thing anymore? I mean, I guess I haven't heard about it. And
no, yeah. It's like, I think around COVID they, like, really downsized or whatever. And now I think it's just officially not a thing anymore. I know it was also, like,
damn it.
It became invite only or something at some point for, like, game journalists or whatever.
Well, I mean, it always was press only, but I mean, I think the requirements for being considered press and getting a badge was, like, you could have, like, some shitty blog, and you could still get one. But
Or you could be, like, a YouTuber.
Yeah,
or some
yeah.
Shit.
But man, god damn it! Fucking thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
No more
thanks,
booth
Obama.
Babes. Now we just have to look at who's
yeah
who's that guy?
All
Reggie for Nintendo. We have to listen to Reggie
Fizeme, the Nintendo
guy.
Yeah,
we have to look at Reggie. He's not a booth babe.
Does he even still work in Nintendo?
I don't think so.
Either way, let's look at another franchise from that era. Maybe you brought up point and click games before, and I know this is a very horny point and click game franchise. Are you familiar with Leisure Suit Larry?
Hell yeah. Those games are pretty funny, actually.
All right. I've seen some videos of it. I think the humor is, like, it's a lot dorkier than you would think. It's not actually that horny, but let's look at some ads for some of these games. I got two ads for one game. This is Leisure Suit Larry Magna Cum Laude, which is a very funny pun, by the way. That was a PS2 game. Here's the first ad. And this is just, like, Larry posing in front of like a mostly naked girl, like, covering her titties with her hands. And, like, it just says coming soon, which, okay, I see what they're going
for. Again, this is definitely graphic design is my passion type of art. I really don't. They really ruined Larry with this this 3D thing.
Oh, he looks awful in 3D. He looks so shitty.
He's like a schlubby dude, but they made him look like a child at the same time. Like, it doesn't work.
He looks like one of those, like, shitty little, like, GIF characters that would appear in the corner of your screen because you downloaded, like, a task bar that tells you to, like, use a weird search engine or something. You remember those?
Clippy.
Yeah, like a weird, like, browser
Comet
buddy
cursor,
or something.
Yeah.
Also, common trend we're gonna see with these magazine spreads is huge picture of, like, a woman's body, very tiny, like, two screenshots of the actual game in, like, the corner.
Oh yeah, well, I was gonna say with the first one, it doesn't show anything about the game at all. It's like, this game could be anything. Like, if you're not familiar, I mean, I guess it's Tomb Raider 3, so if you're getting 3, you probably know what the other ones are about, I guess, but it's still, like,
yeah, third time's the cum or something.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know. All right, let's look at another ad for this same Leisure Suit Larry game. This is a full page spread, and, you know, it really puts the spread in magazine spread.
Oh, man. Help Larry earn a BA in TNA. Well, he looks even worse here.
Yeah,
he looks
like
a Benjamin Button, like an aged up child who's like having a.
Did they put like a Photoshop filter or something? I don't know. That doesn't look like in game. That looks like they like a render or something. It's very weird.
I don't know. This is very bad. But it's the same. Oh, okay. No, it's the same game. But they put the same screen, the same two screenshots. They added two more that don't look very good. 15 hot babes in 17 campus locals. That seems like incorrect grammar, but
the page also advertises leisuresuitlarry.com, which I just checked is no longer exists.
Oh, God damn
obviously.
It.
I can't believe the woke mob shut this down. He's a victim of cancel culture.
Oh, so this says surrounded by gorgeous co-eds, college dweeb Larry Lovage tries to imitate his legendary uncle. Okay, so this isn't the original Larry. This is the Larry V2. But
this is Larry the second.
Yeah. It's this is so fucking stupid.
All right. So, you know, I think a lot of people are kind of familiar with that franchise. Let's move on to one that I haven't played this. You probably haven't either. This is a horse racing game. It's called Gallop Racer 2004. Let's see what we got here. Excuse me. Discord is uploading slow as fuck.
Oh.
So we've got the classic pose, a woman with her actually a pretty muscular. No wait, is that a woman? No, that's a man. Okay, I'm mistaken.
You can see his nips.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Okay. Look. My man's got some big titties on him as well. I guess I pulled these up pretty quickly. Maybe, I don't know, weird moment, gender equality? Son?
Yeah. Or another woke podcast, I guess.
Too big to be a jockey. In Gallop Racer 2004, size doesn't matter. And they show you, like, the guy with the biggest bulge I've ever seen. Well, not the biggest, but it's up there.
I mean, I guess the... I guess the point of these advertisements, I mean, like, I don't know much about advertising. I think it's a bit of a degenerate industry, of course, but I mean, I guess,
every advertiser has, like, signed a pact with the devil. They're not humans anymore. You can kill them. It's always morally correct.
Yeah, for sure. We support that. But, like, obviously it's trying to, like, grab your attention. Because if you're flipping through a magazine, there's so much bullshit in there. It's just like, oh, wait, what's this? But, like... Okay, cool. I've never heard of this game before. Again, it's just this guy with his crotch right in the frame there, and that's some three little tiny. I mean, at least they have like gameplay screenshots, which is more than you can say for a lot of these bullshit cinematic trailers. That when you try to look for a game, it's just like, what is this even? I also like this was rated by the ESRB E for everyone, and this is the fucking advertisement they have.
That's another trend you're gonna see a lot of. You know what? Contrary to this one that says size doesn't matter, let's go balls out. Size does matter in pro fishing CR challenge. Okay, sorry, this image is small on my screen. I can't read. Pro fishing challenge.
Oh yeah. Wait, no. This you sent me something different.
Huh? I just, okay, this is like a whole,
okay, no, that's in the center. Okay, I see that. Yeah, hot babes fishing, size does matter. Okay, cool.
This is just a whole package here. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is a gun in our package, and we are happy to see you. Very, very classy. You got Earthworm Jim. I think the creator of that just, like, went off the rails. I think he became, like a weird, like, anti-vax guy,
which is unfortunate, because that the Earthworm Jim games are pretty good.
Yeah, it's tragic. I think in his case it just is like, oh yeah, this person's brain just like melted when he got older or
yeah
something.
For sure. I mean, you see that a lot. It's like, I think a lot of people have a hard time coping with like being relevant in like 1998 and then everybody forgetting about them and just like, oh wait, I I have things to say. And it's like, dude, you just fade away.
Just accept that this is your legacy, okay?
Yeah, there's nothing it's wrong a with good that. Legacy. They were good games. It's a good legacy. You don't need to ruin it.
You either live long enough to, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with this. Like, he reminds me of the fucking Dilbert guy. He's basically the Dilbert guy of video games. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's look at another one. This one is actually pretty fucking sketchy. This is an advertisement for the Game Boy Pocket, a dog shit console that I never got a hold of.
Seriously?
You've got like a woman like chained up. No, I don't think those are chained. She's like roped up in a bed, like some kind of like bondage situation going. And I guess the thing is like you're gonna be distracted by the Game Boy Pocket, which I don't know, some weird imagery there, just like with how small it is. I don't know. Maybe there's something to unpack.
Yeah, for sure. It reminds me of those memes where it's like somebody like it's a like a POV of a girl on a bed and they have like two smartphones with like Subway Surfers and like Family Guy clips on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people just need a little help to get them over the finish line.
Need a little stimulation.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's just how you spice up a marriage after so many years.
Yeah.
Let's look at something even less funny. This is an ad for one of the Virtual Fighter games. It just says domestic violence, and I guess it's like a dad and his son playing Virtual Fighter.
That's so weird.
Who is this meant to appeal to?
I don't know.
Who sees this and go, fuck yeah, I want to play Virtual Fighter. I want to experience domestic violence.
The thing is, if you crop out the screenshots of Virtual Fighter in the bottom, it's like a very problematic image.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. If I ever had kids and I played a fighting game with them, it absolutely would be domestic violence because I would kick the shit out of them.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
You know, I don't think that's like a thing you should put in an advertisement.
Yeah, I like the little tagline, Sega, the game is never over. It's right in front of the kid who's like looking up at his dad who's probably about to beat on him for getting a C in arithmetic class.
Yeah, he's gonna put some guilt into that gear.
Yeah, this shit is so 90s. It's wow.
Yeah, all right. Let's move on to something even less funny. This might be the least funny one yet. Well, I don't know. We'll see. So this is, do you remember the Guy game?
No, what the fuck is this?
Oh my god, the Guy game is like How can I describe this? Maybe you remember a TV show. Do you remember The Man Show with Adam Carolla?
Yes, and Jimmy Kimmel? Yeah, absolutely.
This is like the Guy game is like the video game equivalent of that. It's like FMV clips of those like Girls Gone Wild shows and stuff like that. I don't actually know what the gameplay is. I think it's like some like weird like party game, like a trivia or something. And if you get the right answer, you get to see the girl like bouncing her tits up and down.
Amazing. The tagline on this one is, the Guy game is aimed regularly, or wait, no, aimed square is kind of small, sorry. It's aimed squarely at testosterone-laden college students, spring breakers, and, well, say red-blooded American guy. Any red-blooded American guy. IGN.com. It's like, I love how they chose to include that there as if it was like high praise, and it's like, No, I think that's taken a little bit out of context. Like, that's not really necessarily, like, a good review.
This is actually a bit of a funny, and by funny, I mean a very sad story about this game. You can't actually buy this anymore. It's not even in like, discount bins anywhere, even when you could get PS2 games. At some point, all copies of this game had to be destroyed because it contains child porn.
Oh.
So apparently after the game came out, it was revealed that some of the clips of like the Girls Gone Wild shit, like filmed at a beach, some of those girls were like 16 or 17, and it made it into the game, and it got published and advertised in magazines
shit.
You could just buy this game off the shelf for a while, and they had to remove it from existence.
Oh no. What? Fuck off. Fuck off. That's crazy. Yeah,
that's
Guy
game, not good.
Rest in piss, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like it's a bit of a diversion from today's topic, but I think we should cover, when we start getting into like legacy media stuff, we gotta look at the Man Show at some point, because that shit sucked.
Yeah, I remember I used to watch this, and I didn't really like it that much. But it definitely, I'm sure it colored my shit. Like, I was probably fucking an early teenager when I was watching this shit. It definitely colored my perception of, like, what guys do. Yeah, they chug beers and they like big titties and girls jumping on trampolines. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, they ended every episode with girls jumping on trampolines, which, again, like a weird softcore, like... I guess Pornhub wasn't popular yet.
So. Yeah, and I remember as a young high T alpha male, just in my early phases of being what I am today, I was like this doesn't like bother me, but it's like, does this like do it for people? Like, I don't. Okay, cool. I guess.
Yeah, very weird. Speaking of doing it for people, here's an ad for one of the like later Crash Bandicoot games, which I never played this one. I only played like the original PlayStation ones, but this is just like Crash in bed with like five like poorly drawn like animated women.
That art is so ugly. Holy shit. That looks like a fucking mobile game.
It does. It looks like almost like a fucking, I don't know, maybe I'm dating myself a little bit, but I remember in like the early 2000s, there were a lot of like dress up this doll type of games.
Yeah, like flash games. Yeah.
It looks like that. Yeah,
it's definitely new ground tier art.
What is Crash's expression in this shot even supposed to be? What does that face convey? I don't have words for it.
It's like a... You know when you see people who like smile for the camera and it's like a very like dead, you can tell they're like dead inside and they're just like bearing.
Yeah,
their teeth.
the light has faded.
Yeah. it's like that. It's like an abused housewife.
It looks almost like a half-hearted, you know, the DreamWorks face, the DreamWorks like crooked eyebrow, like eyebrow raised and like crooked smile or something. It looks like that, but like really half-assed.
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking for this one. This is the aesthetically probably the worst of all. I mean, I don't know. They're all pretty bad.
This one might be worse. This isn't even like that offensive, but this is just like a so bizarre. Like, what the fuck does this have to do with the game?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh no, I'm talking about the next one. Here, let's move things over. This one is just a picture of a woman in grayscale. It goes, I don't mind if my boyfriend plays with himself, .. later. And this is an ad for Panzer Dragoon.
Holy shit. This is one of the worst ads I've ever seen in my life. Not even like, not because like offensive or problematic, but it's like, if I was leafing through a gaming magazine and I saw that, I would just like immediately, it looks like a... Because like in 90s magazines, they would just occasionally have like a don't smoke crack or like,
yes,
like thing.
Yes,
and I would just be like, oh, this is like some like government advertisement of like, say no to crack. My boyfriend smoked crack once and now he's dead. And it's like, okay, cool. I'm probably not going to smoke crack, but thank you for
this image. Like a lot of the others, is a little bit low resolution. But I just zoomed in now, and I read the lower lines. Maybe we'll zoom in on the show as well. It says Panzer Dragoon's Y, a panoramic world of wonder. On every level, all hell breaks loose. A game with balls.
oh shit! Whoa! I gotta get it because I love things with balls, I guess. Holy shit, that is fucking bad.
All right, I've got one more. This took a bit longer than I thought, so maybe we'll cut one of the segments. Maybe we'll do a part three. We'll see.
Hey.
But I wanted to share one last magazine spread. This is another very nonsensical one. This is for the game. This is Super Mario World 2 Yoshi's Island.
Great, and a great game, by the way. A great game.
Wonderful game. This is an ad that boldly asks one question. Are you fucking stupid?
What? No, this isn't real.
You don't think it's real?
It can't be. It can't.
Okay. You got me. I had to slip a fake one in there. This was like, I want to say it was like a Tumblr post or something where somebody was like, do you guys remember like old magazine ads for games that were just like a picture of someone in grayscale going, are you fucking stupid, for like Yoshi's Island?
The thing is,
somebody actually made it.
So here's the thing. If it didn't say fucking in it, because you couldn't do that shit back then, and it was lower resolution, I might have fallen for it. But I could tell this was okay. This was real, because it's way too high res, and that couldn't be in it.
All right,
but
okay.
besides that,
nothing gets past
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know. But besides that, it. But I love the guy's face. He's got the
I think that is like another meme itself. I know I've seen this guy's face elsewhere, but I don't actually know who this is.
The Botox with the Giga Chad jaw. Fucking awesome.
Still, this is actually not as bad as some of the previous ads we looked at. Like, I'm scrolling back up. This, at least, I don't know, you can see the name of the game there.
Yes.
I guess. Are you fucking stupid?
It's great. I'm saving this one, actually. That one rules.
All right, I am actually curious. Maybe comment down below if you thought even for a second that one was real. I just want to know. All right, okay, moving on. So for the second part of today's show, I was originally going to talk about some of the like actual things going on in like the games industry, how a lot of these like workplaces were just like really shitty and toxic, and also just like very sexist to a lot of their employees and stuff. But, you know, that's kind of heavy. And also, like, we're like 40 minutes in. So maybe let's just like get straight into the second part. I wanted to talk about some of the weird discourse around how games are horny nowadays, because we're deep in the culture war era. There's things have changed. Things are not like they used to be. I thought I'd unpack like what do people think about like horny shit in video games nowadays?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, there's a lot of innocuous horny shit in video games nowadays, kind of like there is in anime, which I think there's a lot of overlap between the two. And I think when media that these types of like very awesome and discerning people consume does not fit the normal tropes that they've come to expect or gotten used to, that they get a little bit pissed off about it.
Yeah, exactly. So like we talked earlier about beloved, I don't know, I don't actually think it's that popular these days, but the fighting game franchise Dead or Alive, which is like pure like horny bait. All the characters are like very slim, like big tittied, like Japanese looking women, and they have like the skimpy outfits and whatever. They all kind of looks the same to me. I don't know, is that problematic to say? Like I can't tell a lot of those characters apart or whatever, but like games like that are still being made. Like basically every fighting game franchise is like pretty horny in some way or another nowadays. Like that's never changed, you know, and yet we don't really see a lot of discourse about most of them. When people like talk about fighting games, it's usually some other like outrage thing, like people being mad that like Bridget in Guilty Gear is transgender now or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing, like I don't know, I think the I'm not like that deep into the FGC, the fighting game community. I think they're probably, as far as just like being annoying and bitching about like wokeness or whatever, they're probably one of the least egregious people. I'm sure they're annoying about just like, you know, like balancing characters or whatever.
That depends highly on whether or not you consider Smash Bros. Fans part of the FGC, which if you ask
I
me,
don't.
No, they don't
I
count.
Don't.
They are
yeah.
something else. Get out of here. Stay away from school zones, weirdos.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
look, there's nothing wrong if you like Smash Bros., but like those fans have a reputation
absolutely,
for a reason.
Absolutely. Yeah, I never really saw Smash as like part of that. Obviously, we're talking about like Tekken and Street Fighter and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Like 2D.
Yeah.
Like those style. Like Smash Bros., I think it's called like a platform fighter. It's straight up a
or
different
like an
genre.
Arena
so.
Fighter or something like that. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But
I think arena fighters or something else, but I'm not sure. Whatever.
Yeah, we're not capital G gamers,
I
guess. Shit.
I only play good fighting games, so don't ask me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, either way, you get a lot of a lot of games have very horny designs, but I don't see people talk about them. Are you familiar with the Nier games, like Nier Automata, Nier Replicant,
whatever? I haven't played them. I'm familiar with them, though. Great soundtracks.
Yeah, so love the soundtracks. The guy who does the soundtrack to all of those, it's the same guy. He's wonderful. He's great. So the thing about Nier Automata is, like, this game is, like, it's an incredibly horny game. The main character is, like a sexy robot who, like, just goes up and just, like, fights other robots, and she has, like, a short skirt, and you can blow up to, like, remove her skirt or something like that, whatever. Mm. The game is incredibly horny. The creator of Nier, Yoko Taro, he's, like, a notorious, like, weirdo Japanese auteur. I love him, and in a lot of interviews I've seen, he's been, like, refreshingly honest. Like, people ask him about, like, the game, and they'll be like, why did you make the characters look like this? And he'll just straight up go, I just gave her a big ass because I like big asses. And I think we need more of that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's a thing. Like, you can be... I think that's a thing. The narrative here is not, like, you can't have babes with fat asses. Like, no, obviously, I'm not saying that. I would never.
In 2017, Yoko Taro straight up said in an interview, I want to download all the Tubi porn that people make. And, you know, I've seen a lot of people, like, dress up as her on, like, Pornhub and in, like, animations and shit. So I don't blame him. Good on you,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be so wholesome and heartwarming to see your creation just take on a life of its own with just a bunch of hot cosplay babes. Bouncing their booties around with her aesthetic. Like, that's a dream as an artist, honestly.
Yeah, my man keeps on winning, like, every single yep. day. More than that, I don't think this appears in the game itself, but I've seen him talk extensively in interviews where he breaks down the lore, and he has said many words about how, like, the androids can have sex and make cum and stuff, but they don't get pregnant or something, and it's like, You were, like, a lead developer in charge of, like, a multi-million dollar franchise. How do you get away with this? It rules.
Yeah, yeah. It's art. It's art, you know?
Yeah, and yet, you know, I think, like, there wasn't really any, like, outrage either way about Nier Automata. Everybody's like, oh, the screeching feminist won't let you have any fun. Like, everybody I know, like, all my friends who are, like, pretty far on the woke side. I'm gonna get a little woke on you guys. Everybody loves Nier Automata because, you know, it's a fun game. It's a weird game. There's not a whole lot else totally like it. And yet, I don't know, it's completely uncontroversial. But I think, like, there's arbitrary reasons why it didn't become like a culture war thing. And it's just because when the game came out, there wasn't really like, it was in the lull period when there wasn't really a big fucking, like, Gamergate outrage-style bullshit going on, you know?
Yeah, so then what is the onus for these screeching young men who are very upset that, like, wokeness made the big titties and asses unacceptable these days?
I don't know. Well, to give a very suggestive answer, I think these guys are just, like, trained to bark at things they don't like a dog. Like, they're just trained to bark like a dog, you know? That's basically, like, the entire crux of, like, conservative, like, right-wing, like, geek outrage culture media. It's all just like fanning the flames and telling people to get mad and, like, seek out developers, like find them on Twitter, like, send them harassing messages or whatever. It's all just kind of like a weird misguided rage that doesn't really have a point, because, like, lashing out is just, like, the point in itself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there's something to that, because I'm trying to find the thread myself, the narrative with this whole thing, like, what this is all about. And it's like, yeah, I mean I think that really is a thing that goes along with capital G gamers. It's just, like, they really don't care about anything substantial. And you could see this in the sense of, you know, all these people who are like, get politics out of my games. I don't want politics and all this type of shit. It's like, because, like, people, and listen, I'm not going to say you have to be some, like, person that is, like, terminally looking at like Washington Post articles about like the next mayor of wherever the fuck. Like, yeah, don't be one of those people either. But like they don't care about anything that actually matters in the world, anything that like affects real people, but they have to be pissed about something. Like they have to project their like ire about life onto something. So it's just like, oh yeah, like fucking wokeness and games or some shit, because that's the only thing that they actually know about is like shitty Hollywood movies, comic books and games. So like they feel bad for some type of reason. I mean, there's probably a lot of fucking reasons that they feel bad, but they need to like find something to externalize that on. And you just grab the thing closest to you, and it's oh shit, it's because games are woke now. That's why I feel shitty. It's not anything else.
Yeah, and you know, there's all this like all this bullshit people say about like, oh, you can't do this or that or this other thing in games anymore. I look at another good example from the Nier franchise. So I never played the first game. I've seen other people play it. I'm aware of what's in it. The first game, Nier Replicant or Gestalt, there's like a weird like North America, Japan, mm-hmm, there were some differences, whatever. Don't really care. That game first came out in like 2010, but also like around, I want to say, when did the remake come out? 2021. So like 11 years apart, and this is like relatively recent. Back like before the whole Gamergate thing, that was still like the era when like you kind of saw some people like trying to talk about like sexism in video games or whatever and stuff like that. I don't remember anybody really having a problem with the outfit of one of the characters in the first game, Kaine, who is like, she's this girl, she like walks around basically in straight up lingerie or something. They didn't change the outfit at all for the remake or whatever. And once again, I didn't see either people complaining about this on like the woke side of things, if you will, like, oh, this is like too sexualized or something. And at the same time, I also didn't see people like herald it as like, this is a good return to traditional masculine sexuality in video games or whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But the thing, well, maybe the other thing is with that game is, I mean, haven't played it. I know the franchise is good from people whose opinions I respect, but
It's very debatable whether the original one was good, okay, but they cleaned it up a lot in the remake.
Okay, gotcha. But so. I mean, I guess, well, what I was getting at, and this could be not correct, but people don't really care when the game is good, but it's like now so many games are just fucking bullshit, like slop, just like derivative garbage, and it's like, oh, it's not good. It's not good because it's just like shit. It's not good because of like they put pronouns in it and it's like woke or some shit. And it's just like, well, no, dude, like that's not really it. I mean, again, it's like kind of like picking some thing to be mad about because it like the titties aren't big enough or whatever. And it's just like, that's not really what you're mad about, man. You're mad that the industry sucks, and it sucks because it's like, Because it's like, it's money. Like, people don't want to really, like, make good shit anymore. They just want to make the next cash grab to go viral on Twitch and have a bunch of shitty, terrible streamers play it so that people spend too much money for this game. And it's just another disposable, forgettable thing.
Yeah, it's just completely, completely whack. But also the thing with Nier, once again, going back to this, is the game was also originally always kind of woke. The character I talk about, Kaine, she's canonically intersex. She has like a dick and balls, which you don't see in game, but it's like a confirmed thing that's always been the case. And it's like, okay, cool. There's like a sexy character straight up in lingerie, but like also I guess she has like a gender or some shit, I don't know, but like I never hear anybody outraging about this until I don't know, maybe it just came out at the right time that it wasn't a thing people were getting riled up about.
Yeah, people wait, when did this come out again?
So the first one came out in 2010 and the remake came out in 2021. Yeah.
Well, I mean the trans panic wasn't really going on in 2010.
Yeah, I was in like high school in the early 2010s, and like nobody was talking about trans stuff except as like the butt of a joke on TV or something.
With the remake, I don't know. That's kind of interesting. Nobody cared. I mean, I guess he's not. Well, maybe just nobody played the game.
Yeah, that could very well be it as well. I don't know. There's some other games that came out with where the feature characters that have also been extremely sexualized. And once again, I never heard any outrage about this one way or the other. Are you familiar with the game Dragon's Crown?
No, not at all.
Okay, Dragon's Crown is it's some kind of like 2D scrolling, like kind of like a beat 'em up, or like I think there's some RPG stuff. It's like a Japanese anime game, and it's very notorious for having some extremely sexualized and like exaggerated character designs. Mm. There are some like different character classes. I guess we'll put them up on screen because of the art for this episode. May as well get the full use of the visual aids here. So here's one of the characters in Dragon's Crown.
I just looked it up and I think I know what you're gonna send me. Yeah.
Let's start. This is the sorceress.
Jesus Christ.
She's like a necromancer lady. I've heard the developer of this game talk about how like they gave her big titties because titties have milk and milk is like the fertility of life or something like that, and she's like a necromancer, so like she raises the dead, so like she's giving life back to this is for a very specific kind of person, but what
I mean, that sounds like some post hoc like justification on this character model.
I don't know. I think it's either low-key brilliant or also like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, never heard people complain about this either from being like too sexist or like sticking it to the woke liberals. Here's another character from the game. This is called the Amazon, which is she's like a big heavy melee fighter class, like a tanky sort of thing. This is also somebody's jam.
This is an Atlas game. Way to go, guys. You're really
No, this is from VanillaWare, which is smaller.
Atlas must
like,
be the publisher then.
It could be. I should have written that down in my notes.
It's confirmed. It says it's Atlas, but it doesn't. All
right,
matter.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. Atlas is they're a very Japanese publisher.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Another game that VanillaWare put out very recently, it's called Unicorn Overlord, which is some like tactical like medieval fantasy game. Again, not quite as exaggerated as Dragon's Crown, but there's a character in it. I haven't played it. Apparently her name is Amalia. She's like a big like night lady that just like doesn't wear pants or something, and she's like twice as tall as everybody else. Again, peak character design. I see why this is a lot of people's thing. I haven't heard anybody mauled about this. This game like just came out this year, and again, nobody's saying it's too sexist or like, oh, you can't do that, and nobody's making a big fuss like, finally, we're returning to tradition or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's a cool outfit. I mean, you gotta air out the crotch. I mean, it's gotta be exhausting being a giantess with that big shield. It's got to be heavy, so you gotta.
Why does she need pants? Her shield is like 8 feet tall. Okay,
exactly. I mean, honestly, that's probably like one of the best places to have no armor. You know, you get a little bit of breeze down there. I think it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Get all hot and bothered down there. I don't know. I was introduced to this game because I saw a clip on YouTube of two female characters in it, like flirting or something. And then Amalia walks up, and one of them is like, "Oh my god, she's a giant woman." And I'm like, "Okay, I will probably get this game at some point." They got me. Okay, When I talk about this as some people's thing, I am people. I'm talking about me.
For sure. But but that's the thing too, is you could have two hot chicks flirting, and that's totally fine. If it was two,
and then introduce a third bigger chick to the mix, and it gets just, it's really good.
And I don't have a problem with that either. But if it was two guys, they'd be like, oh, this game's political.
See, I haven't played, it just came out a while ago, Final Fantasy 16. Apparently there are two gay male characters in it, and like, nobody seemed to have a problem with that either. There was no like woke outrage. I don't know why that is.
It is weird. I mean, and there is this weird like Japanese fetishization of things where it's just like, if the Japanese do it, it's okay, because they're not woke. But like, if you have an American game with like gay people in it, then it's woke or whatever, you know. Like, it's
actually kind of weird, because like, I look at a lot of like Japanese like video game auteurs and like a handful of like manga artists and stuff, and you always hear like these weird nerds on the internet talk about how Japan is so like conservative and not down with this like woke LGBTQ stuff. But like, a lot of creative people in Japan are like significantly more progressive and like forward thinking like than like the rest of the country, at least like in terms of like laws and like cultural bullshit. You know, there's a lot of like very woke stuff in Japanese games. I brought this up earlier. A good example is like, you look at Guilty Gear in the newest game, Bridget, who is like a notorious like femboy cross-dresser character for most of the franchise. She came out as being like fully just like a trans woman in the new game, and I remember there was this outrage cycle of people going like, no, this is like a woke localization thing, it's mistranslated, that's not what they mean. And then they look at like the lead developer going, no, she's transgender, that's what I always intended. Yeah. Like, very explicitly. And then they're like, no, that's a mistranslation, he didn't say that. And then he'll like say it again in like five different interviews, and then they'll just go like, you know, fuck it, he's just saying that because he's like kowtowing to the woke mob, that's not what he really thinks. And it's like, there's nothing you can do, they'll just move the goalposts every single time.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing with this whole episode, I've been trying to like find some sort of like overarching narrative of like how these people think, and I don't think there really is one, is the crazy thing. Like, it's just like moving the goalposts because you're upset about whatever, and then you find something to complain about. Just like, yeah, this is a classic capital G gamers moment where they're just like, they're very mad, they don't really know about what, they're just mad. And here's a thing I can bitch about.
It's just a lot of noise and outrage and words with like no meaning. It's just I don't know. It's just pure like steam. It's pure hot air. I didn't mean that pun. Steam games. Okay, whatever. All right. We've got like a few minutes left, so I kind of wanted to like wrap things back around to something more recent. We talked about all these games that did not have like a weird culture war battleground or something going on. So I wanted to talk about one that it's not even out yet. It's coming out soon, and it has become a very hot topic among the kind of like Gamergate 2 Sweet Baby Inc. outrage crowd. The people we talked about last episode, these are the only people I've seen talking about this game, and I wanted to unpack why. So let's talk about Stellar Blade.
Yeah, so you put me onto this earlier today, and yeah, it just looks pretty like generic, just like button mashing bullshit game.
It's like some kind of like sci-fi game. You play as like a woman in like this like really like skin tight bodysuit. She straight up looks like a dead or alive character, by the way. She has like the same face thing going on as every character in Dead or Alive. And it's like you like fight monsters in some generic thing. She does like backflips and has like a sword or some shit. I haven't seen anybody talk about this game except for like a few people on Twitter, one of which I showed you earlier today. It's one of these like
I guess he's kind of like a return to tradition, like Roman bust statue kind of person, but also a gamer. It's like, this guy is his Twitter handle. We'll just put it up on screen. I don't give a shit. I don't care who this loser is. His Twitter name is Parvum Principi, and his avatar is like Kratos from the God of War games. But notably, it's Kratos from like the 2018 God of War game, which I guess he missed the memo. That's like very woke now. So he might want to change that.
Like that's really, really on something with this game. I mean, obviously, like the woke Western media will not review this game kindly because you're not allowed to do that anymore, which is, as we just went through, you can't have hot chicks in games. It's just not allowed.
Yeah, all those games we just talked about, they didn't come out. They got the woke mom got them. They got canceled.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that's the other thing is like,
I will say for our audio listeners, maybe you should read the tweet because it is very funny, and I think your voice is better suited for it than mine today.
Oh, can you? I don't have it up.
Oh, okay, I'll drop. Well, you could just scroll up in our Twitter DMs. Here it is. No, I linked it to you. There we go.
Okay, cool. All right,
we're very organized on this show.
Sure. I mean, that's fine. All right. So this dude said, hashtag Stellar Blade states the issues of the Western gaming industry. That's why left and far left media will destroy and put lower score to this masterpiece. They are scared of a woman's natural body being displayed in a video game after a decade of giving us ugly characters in the name of body positivity and LGBTQ plus ideology. This has to change. Nature is nature, and we must not defy her. Yeah, this chick's a real fucking natural.
She's got some naturals.
Shift Up made the right choices. Gameplay is fun, story is intriguing, and characters are made based on real-life models and actors. Hashtag PlayStation made the right choice here. Thank God they have Japanese roots. Yeah, Japan good, West bad. Also, did he play this game, or is he basing this off of like?
This game is not out yet. It's coming out soon.
So gameplay is fun based on like the four clips that he saw. How would you know?
Yeah.
Gameplay is fun because first, my dick is rock hard while I watch these clips.
Exactly. So fun thing, I did a little bit of research into this game because I have never heard of the developer before today. I was like, who the fuck is Shift Up? The publisher is Sony, by the way. It's just published by like Sony's big thing. But it's developed by Shift Up, which, as I learned, is one, it's not a Japanese company. This is a Korean company. Everything they've put out before this is it's a gacha game. They make gacha games.
Oh wow. Yeah. Yeah, and why do gacha games have so many like fucking titty girls in that? It's definitely because they're just defying wokeness. It's not to bait dumbass fucking coomers like this loser into spending a bunch of money on these shitty games because they like to see the booba on their phone screen.
Well, first of all, I have to correct you there because the game they put out before this is a gacha game called Nikkei Goddess of Victory, which I'm sure you're not familiar with this because you have not been corrupted by the gacha taint like I have, but I have never played this game, but it is not about titties. This game is about asses. This is an ass game. It's an ass developer. Maybe we'll put some gameplay footage on the screen. If you've never seen Nikkei, it's like a third person game where you just like tap stuff on the screen to have like the anime girl like pop out of cover and shoot at it with a machine gun, and like every time the gun fires, her like ass jiggles. Like this is literally the entire game.
Wow.
This is the whole fucking game. I'm not kidding.
Yes. Yeah. Quality Korean gaming industry coming.
Yeah, they make good use of their assets, if you will.
Wow.
I also looked it up. Shift Up, the company that made this, was founded by the illustrator for the game Blade and Soul, which you might also not know this either. This was a very like generic like Korean MMORPG. It was based on like
what do you call them, like wuxia, like Chinese like martial arts fantasy kind of stuff. It was like that kind of game, but like as an MMO. It was pretty fucking terrible. It was full of like gacha, I want to say, or like weird like pay to win bullshit. Either way, this whole studio is like, they don't make good games. This is like full on slop. They know their demographic, and it's like, I guess this is their first, like, I don't know if this is a triple A game. It looks like bigger budget, and it's not like a gacha game, but still, Stellar Blade, it just looks like generic slop to me.
Yeah, it looks very unfun. And I looked at that that trailer you sent me, and it's like very like shitty, like uncanny valley kind of like expressions on their face, and like very like really bad dialogue. That just like doesn't like bad acting, just like no flow between it, like very NPC style dialogue. But even in the cutscenes, like a complete masterpiece. I wonder why you think that is from not even playing the game, but only looking at screenshots of it. A real masterpiece. Just like, dude, just open fucking Pornhub, man. Like.
It's just completely whack. And like, I'm glad we brought up Nier Automata earlier, because I was gonna say Stellar Blade to me just looks like if Nier was bad.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing, all the things you just mentioned, like the whole like kind of uncanny valley, some like weird stilted, like maybe like weirdly translated NPC dialogue or something, all of that is present in Nier too. And you know, I kind of appreciate it, because Nier is like, yeah, it's a game about like a robot with a like a big ass or something, but it's also like there's weird stuff in it, there's weird shit, and I kind of appreciate it. It does something like there's unique stuff about Nier that you just don't really get in other places, where like nothing about Stellar Blade looks unique. Everything in this game looks like it was pulled out of like the Unreal Engine 5 like asset store or something, you know?
Yeah, and I'm sure half of it kind of was.
Yeah, probably. Like, people talk so much about like graphics in games. We need to make shit that looks really shiny and realistic and stuff, but like none of that really matters. It just kind of looks like bad. Like, have you ever seen those videos where like, we recreated Super Mario 64 in Unreal Engine 5, and it just looks like shit, because graphics don't matter. It's fucking art direction that matters.
Yep. And that's why all of these games have like absolutely forgettable visuals, is because in old games, you used to have to like design everything from scratch and have like a, you know, like a unified art style and shit like that. I mean, I'll take fucking Donkey Kong Country 2 over this fucking Unreal 5 just like asset store bullshit any day of the week.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've heard some different things from people. I've heard rumors that in all the clips of Stellar Blade, like there are some different like outfits you can get for the character, which of course, but I've seen a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, I've heard a few people say that supposedly the most like skin colored, like revealing outfit in the game supposedly makes you like take significantly more damage or like die in one hit or something like that. It's meant to be like a challenge mode or something, which one, okay, points to the developer. Yes. That's really funny. And two, I cannot wait for the outrage from these guys when they actually play the game. If they play the game, let's be real. A lot of these guys don't fucking play games at all. But if they play it and get like mad that like we're being punished for our sexuality, just men expressing their warm blooded desires, and I have to take extra damage points.
That will be fun to see. Yeah, we'll see how they react to that. It could definitely be because gamers are such fucking victims too. So. They could definitely interpret this as like, I want to play the game and be horny, but Nana has gamed harder.
Yeah, not only do they want to be victims, but like they also do make themselves victims in a way. Just this is kind of unrelated, but before we start recording today, I was doing some research for the show, and I pulled up some numbers. I show this to Dave. Apparently 6 million people still play Overwatch every single fucking day, which like, come on, people.
Guys.
6 million, come on.
Have like, some self-fucking respect, man. Jesus Christ.
That's like the size of a small country, dude. I can't. Why do people still do this? It's like 6 million people a day. I want to say like it was like 21, 23 million per month. Come on. It's Overwatch. It's 2024. It's not going to get good.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like there's so many delicious foods out here to try and enjoy. And instead, you just keep on going back to the to cold can of SpaghettiOs. That's what you're doing to yourself. Like, come on. Just get out. Just stop playing shitty games, guys. Like, you know, yeah, it's
or
you shitty. Know,
if you're, or maybe start playing games at all if you're going to talk about them. Because again, I don't think these guys play games. I don't think they do. When I looked at the fucking outrage about Bridget in Guilty Gear, I look at all those people and I just think, you don't play fighting games. You don't know what you're talking about. Fucking like fight me in the game, not in real life. I'm not very strong in real life, but fight me in the game.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like Elon Musk was like, we need to like end wokeness in gaming. It's like, dude, you have never played a video game in your life.
Do you remember a while back, Elon Musk actually did sit down and play Elden Ring, and you know that he did actually play it because he showed his character build, and it was like complete nonsense. It was like completely unworkable.
He can't even do that right.
He had like multiple shields equipped. He was like heavy rolling. He took like both like mind and intelligence or something, because I guess he thought, oh, I'm a very smart rocket science boy. It's like, It was just very funny.
Yeah, that's
I don't know. Awesome. I don't know where we're going with this. We're a little over our time today, but I guess I don't know. I guess if I was to bring it back to like a central point, I look at the outrage and how some people have like championed like Stellar Blade as something to own the libs or own the wokies or whatever, and it's like, I don't know. We'll see what the game is like when it comes out. I can't say definitively if it's good or bad because, like, nobody's fucking played it yet. But, like, they've already prepared themselves to, like, defend it even if it's bad. Because if it is bad, people are not gonna... They're not gonna accept, oh, it's a bad game. They're gonna be like, you just don't want it to succeed because it appeals to my juvenile sexuality.
Right, exactly. So this is already a hill that they're going to die on. Whether the game's good, whether it's bad, it's probably gonna to be like not great, if not like really bad, and it's gonna get panned by reviewers.
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, and then they're gonna say, oh, it's because of wokeness. Like, that's it.
I'm sure it'll be like a 6 out of 10 game when you can buy it for $20 in a year or two.
Yeah, exactly. And by then, everybody will have forgotten about it, except for all of the really upset gamers who are just.
I think we've talked about this on the show before too. I remember like a year or two back when the Harry Potter game was coming out, everybody was ready to like throw hands over like the woke mob won't let you enjoy this. You can't even play it on Twitch without people telling you it's bad or something like that. And it's like a week after that game came out, nobody was talking about it anymore. It has zero fucking cultural impact. Nobody cares about this. It was just a machine to like fuel outrage or something.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what this game will be. Stellar Blade looks like shit. Do better, gamers. You guys are weird about sex. I don't know. Do we want to do a part 3 to this?
We'll see. Maybe not right away.
We'll come back to this. I think we did have some fun stuff that and by fun I mean very depressing stuff that we skipped today, but we'll do something else next week. Maybe do a part 3. In the future.
Yeah.
Please look forward to it. Tell us your thoughts below.
Yeah, because I think that there's always some new and exciting news from the world of Capital G Gamers. So maybe we'll sit on it for a bit and we'll see what they're squawking about in a few weeks or whatever. And then we can go back and talk about all of the other things that we've been thinking about and how fucking annoying you all are, gamers.
Yeah, fuck yeah. But you know who's not annoying? Our patrons. Ooh. Let's pull up the list of patrons to thank. And I'll let you read it off this week because some people know my throat is fucked lately. So here is the list.
Sick. All right. We're going to go down the list in no particular order, of course. We love all of the people that are about to be listed equally, maybe. But we'll just say it's equally for now. All right, we got our homie, Dr. Weasel. Sweet baby. We got Walker. Thank you. We got Clam. We got Trash Bins. Wait, what episode is Trash Bins on?
Trash Bins is on number 10, the big 1-0.
Oh, the big 1-0. An OG friend of the podcast. We love you. Trash Bins, we got Nick. We got Protagon. We have Shalom Guy. These are the... This is a fucking squad right here. These are the...
Surely, yeah. this is the cream of the crop. They're the best people on earth. They're better than you if you're listening right now. But you can change that. You can remember
exactly.
That. You can join the elite squad, the sinister $6.
Yeah, the
squad.
Sinister $6 squad. We have 7 people now, which is that's a good problem.
The
to
sinister
have.
Seven.
Yeah, sinister 7 pledging the sinister 6. You will not be forgotten. You will live on in infamy, because someday people look back on this episode and say, "Wow, these people really knew what was going on." And
they were here on the ground floor. They put up with all our bad impressions and our very visual episodes on this audio medium show.
Yeah. Some dudes say when I was broke, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, they all on me. And
You know, we started from the bottom, and you know what? We're honestly still at the bottom, but one day we'll be here.
Exactly.
Somewhere above the bottom.
Exactly. Exactly. So be on the right side of history. Yes.
Your names and your deeds will be remembered. All right, we are winding down. I think that's all we got for today. Thanks for listening. Join the Discord.
Yeah, join the Patreon. If your allowance doesn't allow for the Sinister Sticks, that's totally understandable. If you're too busy buying really terrible games like Stellar Blade on Steam, and that's where all your money goes. You know, I'm not gonna police you on that. But you can definitely join the Discord at the very least.
Pledge $6 to unlock all the hot Absentia skins, the revealing skins with my character's titties out.
Yeah.
I will draw it for you guys. Maybe for more than $6. But you know what? You can support the show. That's all we got today. Okay. Good night,
yeah,
everyone.
Fuck yeah. Good night.